Welcome to the Word Podcast. The Lord God has given us His Word. Let us learn it. Let us live it. Let us rejoice in it. Spread the Word.
Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We continue our examination through the book of Hebrews. We're in the third chapter. We've covered the first couple of verses. So let's go and continue, starting with verse 1 again, just to set the context, okay? It's always very important to do that. Verse 1 says, "Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of a heavenly calling, consider Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our confession. He was faithful to him who appointed him, as Moses also was in all his house." So we covered this in the previous couple of episodes of just the importance of just taking one word at a time here, folks, that therefore, in light of what he has said, the author had said in the previous two chapters, he calls them brethren, not only brethren, but holy brethren. Holy brethren. It's really important. Hagios, rather holy ones, okay? He says that they had been partakers and were partakers of a heavenly calling. So he's exhorting them to consider Jesus. And what do we learn about Jesus? That Jesus is the apostle and high priest of our confession. The apostle, he's the messenger. He's the one that brought forth the truth. He's the one that we'll see, and he's already declared right here that he's the high priest, but he becomes the great high priest. And then he becomes the sacrifice. Remember that? He's the one that is the high priest and is the high sacrifice, both of our confession. Then verse 2, he says that Jesus is faithful to the Father who appointed him in the same way that Moses was in all his house. So as Moses also was in all his house. Well, whose house? Moses' house? Well, no, it's God's house. Well, how do I know that? Well, one reason is that is capitalized right here in what I'm reading. Now, we know that capitalization and punctuation is a form of commentary. It actually is. But I believe it's correct here. That Moses was faithful in the house of God for the people of God. Now, verse 3 gives more insight. "For he has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, by just so much as the builder of the house has more honor than the house." Whoa, that's something. So we've seen that Jesus brought forth a better word than the prophets. We see that Jesus is better than the angels. We saw that in the first two chapters. Now we're seeing that Jesus is better than Moses. And this would, even though these folks believed in Jesus, that they were fellow partakers, this really just sort of cut at the foundation of their heritage, okay, as they were Jewish believers. They'd come out of Judaism. They were believing that Jesus was the Messiah. You didn't have this thing where you were Jewish, okay, now I'm a Christian kind of thing. No, they were considered themselves to be Jews that believed that Jesus was Messiah. And now he's saying that Jesus is greater than Moses. Well, why is that? Because of what he says, that he's been counted worthy of more glory. And then he gives us a picture. In the same way as the one who builds a house has more honor than the house. So we all have friends who build houses and are construction people. It's always amazing what they can do. I mean, so gifted. Do we honor the house? We may like the house. We may say, that is just great and wonderful. I love everything about it. But what we're really doing is we're giving glory to the one who built it, the one who created a house. And that's what he's saying here is that Jesus is kind of worthy of more glory than Moses because he is the one who literally brought forth the house. He's one that literally brought forth Moses. When you look at the balance of Scripture, you find out that Jesus is the one who spoke all of creation into existence. Verse 4 continues the thought. "For every house is built by someone, but the builder of all things is God." Now, this is interesting because it says God is one who builds all things. You look in John, you look in Genesis, you see more about the pattern and how that came about. And we see that Jesus is the one who's spoken into existence, right? So the writer of Hebrews is equating Jesus with God. And you say, well, everybody knows that. Well, why do you know that? How do you know that? How do you know that the Father, Son, and Spirit are God in that marvelous mystery of the divine Godhead, the triune nature of God? Well, it's because of verses like this, that Jesus is equal with God and is God. Now, the last two verses 5 and 6 that we're going to look at today. Now, Moses was faithful in all his house as a servant. So Moses was faithful in the house of God as a servant. Moses did what God called him to do. Was Moses perfect? If you think he was, you haven't read the account, right? No, but he was faithful. Why was he faithful? And it says here, for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken later. Huh. Now, verses 5 and 6 here are all one sentence. Let me read 5 again. It's just part of a sentence. Now, Moses was faithful in all his house as a servant, God's house, for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken later. Huh. So Moses was faithful. And what happened in the life of Moses and the children of Israel and the things that occurred there were a testimony of things that were to be spoken of later. We call that in theological circles a type of something, a picture, a foreshadowing, something that will give insight into something else, a type of something. Moses was this, but verse 6, but Christ is faithful as a son over his house, whose house we are, if we hold fast our confidence and the boast of our hope firm until the end. So the author of Hebrews is driving home this thing, what he mentioned in the first part of the second chapter. Don't drift away. Give heed to the word. Hang on to it. Here he's saying, hold fast your confidence and hold fast that which you're boasting in, that hope, and hold it fast firm until the end. We see that Moses was faithful in God's house as a servant, but Christ was faithful as a son over his house. I just thought about that. Let me read that again. Now, Moses was faithful in all his house as a servant. Okay? Moses was in all his house. He was part of the house. Christ as a son over his house. There may be a distinction there. I'm not sure what it means. Well, it looks like there is. The son is over his house. And then you say, well, what house is that? He tells us, folks, point blank. Don't you get excited when the Lord answers your questions? You think of something, all of a sudden the next phrase answers it. Christ was faithful as a son over his house, whose house we are. Oh, so what is the house of the Father now? What is the house that the Son is faithful over? Those who believe. Those who believe. That's really important. It's painting a picture here for us, okay? That Moses was faithful in his house as a servant, in the house, for a testimony of those things which would be spoken later. But Christ as a son over his house, whose house we are. How do we know if we are of the house of the Father, the house of the living God? If we hold fast our confidence and the boast of our hope firm until the end. So we hold fast the confidence that we have. We hold fast the boasting of our hope. Our hope is in the Lord Jesus. And we hold fast this confidence and this hope firm until the end. Until the end of what? Well, to the end of our corporeal existence, our life, until the end when the Lord returns, whatever it may be that we hold fast. This goes back to what I've said just about every episode. I probably will every episode. The whole thing with Hebrews is that Jesus is better. And our response is that we are to believe. That's what he's saying. Hold fast. Hold fast to that belief until the very end. Again, I'm Dale. Thank you so much for your time. As always, pass words about this time to your family, to your friends, and I'll see you in the next episode.